Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.3, Generative Design Software and Tools. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Applications of Generative AI in AEC in the Generative AI for Architecture and Construction Professionals course. In this lesson, we'll explore popular generative design tools, their features and capabilities, as well as future developments in this exciting area of technology. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify key generative design software used in the architecture, engineering, and construction industries, understand their functionalities, and anticipate upcoming trends in generative design technology. Main content overview of popular tools. Generative design software has revolutionized the way architects, engineers, and construction professionals approach design problems. One of the most notable tools in this category is Autodesk Generative Design. This software leverages cloud computing to perform complex simulations and analyze multiple design options based on user-defined goals. Users can input parameters such as materials, manufacturing methods, and performance targets, and the software generates a variety of design alternatives that meet these criteria. Another noteworthy tool is Rhino plus Grasshopper. Rhino is a 3D modeling software that, when combined with Grasshopper, allows users to create algorithmic designs. Grasshopper is a visual programming language that empowers users to build complex forms and structures through a node-based interface, making it accessible for professionals who may not have a strong coding background. Finally, Siemens Solid Edge offers a generative design module that integrates seamlessly with traditional CAD workflows. This tool allows users to explore lightweight structures and optimize designs for performance while considering manufacturing constraints. Features and capabilities of these tools. The capabilities of generative design tools vary, but they generally share some core features that enhance the design process. Parametric modeling. Most generative design tools allow for parametric modeling, enabling users to adjust parameters and instantly see how these changes impact the design. This flexibility is crucial for exploring different design iterations and optimizing solutions. Multi-objective optimization. Generative design software can evaluate multiple objectives simultaneously. For example, it can balance factors like material usage, structural integrity, and cost, helping users find a solution that meets all criteria effectively. Performance simulation. Tools like Autodesk Generative Design offer built-in simulation capabilities, allowing users to test their designs against real-world conditions. This feature helps identify potential weaknesses in a design before it goes into production. Collaboration and integration. Many generative design tools integrate with existing CAD software, facilitating collaboration among team members and streamlining workflows. This is especially important in the AEC industry, where multidisciplinary teamwork is essential. These features empower professionals to innovate and create designs that were previously unimaginable, pushing the boundaries of architecture and construction. Future developments in software as generative design continues to evolve. Several trends and advancements are anticipated in the coming years. One significant development is the increased use of machine learning algorithms in generative design. By analyzing vast amounts of data, these algorithms can identify patterns and suggest design improvements that may not be immediately apparent to human designers. Additionally, the integration of virtual reality, VR, and augmented reality, AR, with generative design tools is expected to enhance the design experience. By immersing users in a virtual environment, they can better visualize designs and make more informed decisions. The rise of cloud-based solutions will also play a crucial role in the future of generative design software. With more powerful cloud computing capabilities, users will be able to generate and analyze even more complex designs in real time, facilitating rapid prototyping and iteration. Finally, as sustainability becomes a more pressing concern, generative design tools are likely to incorporate environmental impact assessments. This will enable professionals to create designs that not only meet aesthetic and functional goals, but also minimize ecological footprints. Conclusion: in this lesson, we've covered the essential aspects of generative design software and tools. You learned about popular tools such as Autodesk Generative Design, Rhino Plus Grasshopper, and Siemens Solid Edge, along with their key features and capabilities that enhance design processes. Furthermore, we explored exciting future developments that promise to shape the landscape of generative design. Understanding these tools and their functionalities equips you with the knowledge to leverage generative design in your projects, ultimately driving innovative solutions in the architecture, engineering, and construction sectors. Reflection questions: how can you apply generative design tools to enhance your current projects in the AEC industry? What features of generative design software do you find most beneficial for your work? And why? In what ways do you foresee machine learning impacting the generative design process in your professional context? Word count: 1010.